tonight, we are discussing the same topic, something new. Behold, something new. We are dealing with a moment when God is removing whatsoever has been happening around you currently, and God is bringing in a new thing over your life. Now, we dealt with this subject, and we dealt with this matter again and again. And tonight, I'll be discussing the same issue, but I'm going to start a little bit to give you a very good clue of what we'll be discussing tonight. Now, we actually saw from Isaiah 43, from verse 18, where the scripture says, forget the past. It speaks of forget, remember not the former things.
No consider
the things of old. I know you were rejected before. I know it didn't go through as you thought things would happen. I know last year you invested money in a business and it never worked. I have an understanding that you almost got married, but something happened. And I do know things didn't go as you thought. You prayed before and there was no answer. But the Bible says, do not consider those things. Because what I'm about to do is not what happened and failed in the past. I'm about to do something new. Come on, somebody talk louder. New. I'm about to do something
new.
But how would I do it? He said, forget the former things. Consider not the things of old. In verse 19, it says, for behold, I will do a new thing.
Now it shall spring forth.
Now it shall spring forth.
Shall you not know it? I'll even make a road in the wilderness
and rivers
in the desert.
I have a very big problem right here. Because God wants to do an extraordinary miracle that you have never heard, that you have never seen. He says, and I want you to see the scripture. He says,
behold,
are you hearing me?
I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I'll even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Now, I have a very big problem. Hello. God wants to make a way for you. The scripture here says, behold, I will do something new. But we want to look at this new thing a little bit. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers
in the desert.
Now, have you seen here it's like an opposite? No, you didn't hear this. Mm-hmm. Before, he went on a river and parted it. This time around, you take a river and put it in the desert. What God wants to do for you, it has never been heard. What God, come on, I don't care in your family, where maybe nobody else has become a millionaire before, or no one has ever broken records, but the Lord said, I'm about to do a new thing. You'll be the first woman. You'll be the first man in your history.
I receive.
And your miracle shall be used as a preaching of salvation to the rest of your family.
I receive.
And when they see what God is doing, they shall come and say, we want your God.
I receive.
When Paul and Silas were in prison,
yes,
the Bible says the foundations of the prison began to shake. Not because there was an earthquake, but because they were worshiping. And and suddenly, the gates and the doors wide open by themselves. And the prisoner warders who were there, the Bible says when they saw what was happening and they were guarding, and when they saw what was happening there, they said, for what we have seen, for the wonder, for the miracle we have seen, how God has taken you out of this situation. From now, we want your God. Not only us, we are taking you tonight. People think they're actually guarding Paul, not knowing that that night, they're actually begging Paul to say, let's go to our house. Preach to our wives also. Preach to our children also. Because what we have seen, we have never seen it. This type of a miracle is a new miracle. What God is going to do, it will make people say, we want your God. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. There are a lot of people right now who speak nonsense about you. They say, oh, you follow that young prophet. They talk a lot of things against your church, against your faith, against your ministry. They actually think you're worshiping me. They actually think, here you come here to worship. That's what they think. They even think we don't even believe in Jesus. They actually think we don't preach salvation. They even think we are not saved. Do you understand? You should surprise them with a miracle. Oh, you didn't hear me. Surprise them with a wonder. Can you imagine this? They will say, oh my God. Am I talking to somebody right here? You surprise them with a wonder. Behold, I'm about to do a new thing. Now, my topic tonight is, what happens when God performs a new thing? This topic is going to be very interesting. I'm telling you. What happens when God performs a new thing? What happens? Because God can say, I have done a new thing for you. And then you go home and so what? So you need to know what happens when God releases the anointing of new things. When God pours the spirit, the power, the anointing of new things, what happens? Because when we say new things, people think it's a miracle. No, it is an anointing that ushers you to new things. It is a special grace that God will put upon you. And now, because of that anointing, because of that oil upon your head, you begin to experience new things. And I'm going to show you. We're going to open a scripture that is going to blow your mind. Are you here or you're home?
We are here.
Let me show you something very important right now. Rakapahateridia. Zofrahande kepush. So I'm here.
I'm here. Exodus 12, verse 2. This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
You didn't hear it. I have a very big problem. Imagine you are finishing the month. Then you are finishing the year. Then God says, not for other people, but for you. What I'm going to do, it will be like you are starting the year. This will be the month of months. You are not getting it. Now read again the scripture.
Exodus, what does it say? Verse 2. This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Is it? Come on. Now God is talking to two people here, Aaron and Moses. There are many people, but God says, wait. This one, is it this month? What I'm going to do in this month, it says for you. It will be like, come on. There are people who are actually thinking, oh, the year is finishing. I have seen nothing in my life. There is no improvement in my life. God says, no, forget about January, February, March, April. He said, for you, this one will be like the first year of the first month of the year. And what I'm about to do, he says, this shall be the month of all the months you have ever known. Your amen is all loud and clear.
Amen.
Are you here, somebody? I want you to read the same in the Good News.
Good News. Exodus 12, verse 2. This month is to be the first month of the year for you.
Now read verse 3.
Verse number 3. Give these instructions to the whole community of Israel. On the 10th day of this month, each man must choose either a lamb or a young goat for his household.
In verse 3?
Verse number 4.
Yeah, go ahead.
If his family is too small to eat a whole animal, he and his next door neighbor may share an animal in proportion to the number of people and the amount that each person can eat.
Now, I want you to see something here. I'm about to show you something I've never experienced. Now, let's just talk this. The people of Israel were in problems. They have spoken to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." He has refused. "Let my people go." They have refused the whole year. Then God comes down. He says, "You know what? I know you asked to release my people." God is telling Moses and Aaron, "I know I was about to release them 4 months ago. It never worked. I know you wanted this to happen 3 months ago. It never worked." Then God says, "Now, what I'm going to do in this month, it shall be the first month for you." I have a very big problem. If you are getting what I'm talking to you, are you here?
Oh, yes.
He says, "What I'm going to do, it shall be a new month for you." Now, I want us to see from the scripture what I just read there. So, the people of Israel, they have suffered, and they are tired with the suffering. They have prayed. Remember in chapter 3, God says, "I have seen their cry. I have seen their tears. I've heard their prayers. I have come down to deliver them." But that deliverance was not happening. And then God says, "Now what I'm about to do, it has never been done. So God is releasing the anointing to Moses, the prophet. Can I take you further?
Yes.
I haven't started teaching this teaching. I haven't started yet. What happened when God declared a new thing? When God declared that now it's a new month, it's a month, what I'm about to do. What began to happen after that declaration? And it's what exactly that will begin to happen. And from that moment until today, they begin to observe their first month of the year as which month? We actually spoke about this. When did they start? Yom Kippur. It's in September and October, but it starts in October. So spiritually, actually the first year is October because of what God did in a month like this. I don't know if you're getting it. So I'm not just coming. Spiritually right now, you're here, right? Spiritually right now, there is something going on. I prophesy to everyone.
Yes.
What God is about to do for you,
yes,
it has never been heard.
I receive.
God said, I'm about to set this month as a month of months. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In this month.
In this month.
In this season.
In this season.
Something great will happen.
Something great will happen.
Are you following somebody? I want you to go to verse 12.
Verse number 12. On that night, I will go through the land of Egypt, killing every firstborn male, both human and animal, and punishing all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord.
So the first thing that God will do, if he wants to do a new thing in your life, he releases judgment. Amen. Whatsoever has been troubling you. So the scripture says, what I'm going to do. Now God says in this, now that's the same chapter of 12. God says the first thing I'm going to do. All the gods. Remember that Pharaoh was refusing to let them go because he had gods. You remember that scripture, right? You remember when Moses put a stick, they also did the same thing. Remember, so Pharaoh was relying on spirits. The spirits were the ones which were not allowing the people of Israel to be released. It was not Pharaoh. There was a demon behind that. And that demon was in the gods of Egypt. And God understands this, that nothing new can be done in your life if he has not rebuked the demonic powers and entities behind your failure, behind your problems, behind your suffering, behind your not getting married, behind your delays that you're facing. So God says, I will kill humans. I will kill demons, the gods. I will destroy everything that is stopping you. I'm going to remove it from your way. So the first thing that God will do is judgment. In this season, if there is a demonic entity,
yes,
if there is a principality,
yes,
a spirituality,
yes,
whatsoever light that is there,
yes,
it is breaking in this season in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever is behind your suffering,
yes,
behind your sickness,
yes,
behind the delay,
yes,
behind your problem,
yes,
whosoever is standing behind that situation,
yes,
and behind your suffering, judgment in the name of Jesus.
Judgment.
Somebody say, whatsoever is behind,
whatsoever is behind,
the Lord is judging it.
The Lord is judging it.
So what did God say? So God says, I'm about to do a new thing. Now let's go back to verse 2. People should understand this. Okay. Let's start from verse 1. Let's start from verse 1, number 2. Okay. People should understand this.
The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in Egypt.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. This month is to be the first month of the year for you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 3. Give these instructions to the whole community of Israel. On the 10th day of this month, each man must choose either a lamb or a young goat for his household.
Go back verse 1 and 2.
The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in Egypt. This month is to be the first month of the year for you.
Somebody say, it's my portion.
It's my portion.
Somebody say again, it's my portion.
It's my portion.
Somebody say, I'm here, prophet.
I'm here, prophet.
Say it again. Say, I'm here, prophet.
I'm here, prophet.
So number one, judgment. Now God says, this shall be a new month. When God called, who did God call? Moses and Aaron. the prophets. And God said, I am releasing the anointing. What God gave them was not anything new, but the anointing of new things. And immediately God said, how would I do it? He says, tonight, I'm going to release judgment, an angel of judgment. Raise your hand and say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Judge what is behind my suffering.
Judge what is behind my suffering.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Rebuke the enemy.
Rebuke the enemy.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Rebuke the enemy.
Rebuke the enemy.
Rebuke the spirit.
Rebuke the spirit.
Behind my problems.
Behind my problems.
Rebuke the sickness.
Rebuke the sickness.
Whatsoever is ahead of me.
Whatsoever is ahead of
blocking my destiny.
Blocking my destiny.
Let it be rebuked now.
Let it be rebuked now.
So when God is doing a new thing in your life, He releases judgment. Somebody say judgment.
Judgment.
Caro friende boy, la kataya vahande, shuke preende gebia. I hear somebody. The other thing that happens when God is releasing the new anointing. Hey, you didn't get this. When God is releasing the anointing of new things, what begins to happen? Your enemies, they start asking you to bless them. You start blessing your enemies. Those who are fighting you now, those who are laughing at you now, they will come and say, can you, I just need a loan. You're not getting it. You become a blessing even to your enemies. The same day when God said it, I'm doing a new thing in this month, in the same time, what began to happen? Pharaoh came to Moses to say, Moses, please bless me. No, he didn't hear me. Do you understand how Pharaoh stubborn he was? He actually went to Moses and said, Moses, can you just give me, just touch my head. I need a blessing from you. Now we're going to read the same chapter and we're going to read verse 32. What does it say?
Genesis 12 verse 32. Take your sheep, goats and cattle and leave. Also, pray for a blessing on me.
Who's asking for that?
Fellow.
There's an anointing here that even your enemies, they say, we can't hold your things. Remember, Pharaoh was holding their cattle, their sheep. He was holding them. He said, you know what? I cannot keep them. He said, take them and bless me. Do you know what's going to happen this season? If your job was being held back, if some demonic entities were keeping hoarding your marriage, they'll vomit it. I said they'll vomit it. See the scripture there. It says what? What did he say? He said what?
Take your sheep.
Take your money. Take your promotion. I was hoarding it, but now I cannot hoard it anymore. There is an anointing in the building.
Yes.
An anointing of new things.
I receive.
That everything the enemy was holding.
Yes.
Because of the judgment.
Yes.
He will release it and he will ask for a blessing.
I receive.
Ma vahandeke po frahedeke. Jakia fahate, rakia fahando. Lazo fahate. Lashe frahindeke poos in the hair. Marus per integivate. Somebody send the name of Jesus. Whatsoever the enemy is keeping.
Whatsoever the enemy is
whatsoever
keeping.
The enemy is holding.
Whatsoever the enemy is holding.
Say it is being released.
It is being released.
Say louder, it is being released.
It is being released.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
It is being released.
It is being released.
Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Oh Lord. Let it be released tonight. Let it be released. If your mind is being held, let your money come. If your miracle is being kept, let your miracle come now. Pray, 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 pray. Your promotion, your finances, your deliverance, your miracle.
Krapa zapre. Wherever you are, krapa zapre. Make prayer. Something is being released in your life. Your finances, your marriage, your business. Something is coming in your life. In the name of Jesus. Rika sote pia hata. Riko santo pratia mando kela dia hase. Rika santa paya mando. Your finances are being released tonight. Your marriage is being released tonight. Something new in your life, something new in your family, something new in your ministry, whatever kind that you're looking for, something new is coming in your life in the name of Jesus. Make prayer. Wherever you are, whether on Zoom, on Facebook, wherever you are, make prayer on prophetic channel. Make prayer. Rika sante pia mando zakusha tia hata.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Say amen.
Amen.
Something new. Somebody says something new.
Something new.
What I said, number one, there is what? Judgment. Number two, you become a blessing and your enemy releases what he was holding for you. Whatsoever he was holding. I promise you, there are some demonic entities there. There's someone they apply for jobs, they can't get it. Because somewhere there is a system and a formula that it says you will never be employed. There are people who are actually trying. I'll get married. They get disappointments because there's a system that says you will never find a serious man. And I'm telling you, when God says I'm doing a new thing, he can't just sit and leave you like that in suspense. So God, he begins to release things. Number one, judgment. He begins to judge whatsoever is around you, until it says, I can't keep it anymore. I am releasing your miracle. Yes. Number three. Are you ready for this one?
Oh, yes. We are ready.
No, you're not ready for this one. No. What I'm about to tell you now. You see, those people who don't want money, it's not for you. Anyone else who you're too spiritual, you know, the people who are too spiritual. They say, no, you can't be teaching about money. But they are working and they get a salary. Hypocrites. in the church, no, hallelujah. These men of God, they preach about prosperity. But you are working. Are you okay? Leave money alone. What we know is the love of money is the one that is the root of all evil. We don't love money. We don't love it. Money loves us. But what I'm about to tell you now, you ready for this one?
Oh, yes.
Number three, when God is doing a new thing, he releases money in your life like you've never seen. There is financial release. I'm going to show you a scripture that's going to blow your mind. Immediately when God said, this month, what I'm going to do, it shall be the month of all months. What happened? Same night, not the following day. Banks were closed, but see the scripture. No, I want to show you something here. You ready for this one?
Yes.
You will not get, you're not ready for this one. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
In verse 35 to 36, what does it say?
The Israelites.
All right, let me just read this quickly.
Had done as Moses had said.
All right. Let me just read this quickly. All right. The Israelites, and I will be stopping, that's when I read myself. The Israelites, now where there's the word Israelites, I want you to put your name there. Come on. Who? Had done as Moses said, and had asked the Egyptians for gold and silver jewelry and for clothes. In verse 36, it says what? The Lord made the Egyptians respect who?
The people.
And give them what they asked for. In this way, the Israelites carried away the wealth. Someone shout, wealth transfer. There was an anointing of respect. The Bible says they respected them. Imagine that they were slaves. Imagine you were a slave to them. Overnight, they began to what? To respect them. Yeah, yes, madam. People who were laughing at you, they will respect you. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. There's an anointing of twisting events. What was happening the following morning was a new thing. It has never happened. Where the Egyptians respect the people of Israel, it has never happened. It was the people of Israel respecting Egyptians. But process, systems, formulas, protocols changed overnight. The people who were respecting them began to be respected. When they're walking like this, oh yes, sir, do you need anything? The Bible says they began to give them things. I have got 10 kilograms of gold. Do you want it? No, it's what the Bible is saying there. We just read it. It says they gave them gold. Oh, I'm talking to somebody right here. It says the Israelites had done as Moses had said and had asked the Egyptians for gold and silver. All these things were being given to them. He said, sir, do you need a contract? I've got some gold to give you. They never, I'm talking to somebody right here. Wherever you'll be putting your proposals, a new thing is coming. Whatsoever you'll be applying, a new thing is coming. Whatsoever you'll be writing, a new thing is coming. Whatsoever you'll be applying for, a new thing is coming. Somebody shout a new thing.
A new thing.
It is an anointing that God released. When the anointing was released, new things began to happen. Now, that's not enough. I want to show you something else. On the same verse, on the same issue that we're dealing with right now. Haraka pahande. Some here.
I'm here.
Say it again. Say, I'm here.
I am here, prophet.
You're still here, right? There was a special favor. This favor, on the same point we're talking about of money. This favor, the Bible says, whatsoever Israelites asked to say, I want this. The Bible says the Egyptians gave it. Now imagine, in those days, it says, whatsoever they what? Requested from Egyptians. Egyptians what? Gave them. Now go back to the verse. In verse 35, it says what?
The Israelites had done as Moses had said and had asked the Egyptians for gold and silver jewel and for clothes.
In verse 36, when they asked anything, what was happening?
The Lord made the Egyptians respect the people and give them what they asked for.
Do you know there is someone here, you asked for a contract, they never gave it to you. This anointing will make them to respect you, to respect your company, and they'll give you what you're asking for.
I receive.
There are people who are asking for a job, and they're not getting it. This anointing will make the people where you applied it, they will respect you and give you the what? The contract. It is an anointing that will make people whatsoever you're asking. Imagine you asking the bank, say, I need 40 billion. The bank says, no, get it.
Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, oh Lord, You have done marvelous things. You have done glorious things. You have done wonderful things. Mighty God, you have done wondrous. You have done marvelous things. You have done glorious things.
Tell your neighbor, if you have one, tell them again. If you have one, say, I am in a month.
I am in a month.
That will become a month of all months.
That will become a month of all months. I receive.
The scripture says what? This shall be a month of what? It doesn't matter. So he says, from now, this one, what I'm going to do in this one. He says, it shall be a new month. Imagine whatsoever they were asking, they were being given. No denial. They were never rejected to every request. They will request, I need this contract. Get it. I need this project. Get it. They go to a bank, I need a loan of $40 billion. The bank was releasing it. They even went in shops. They even went into what? Fashion. It's there. The scripture's there. It said they even went into fashion. Jewelry, everything they needed. So they opened shops, everything. Oh, we needed this, get it. Designer. Anything they needed at that period, the Bible says God made them to respect. Do you know what happens when God makes them to respect your company, to respect your name, to respect who you are? Anything you want, they'll give it to you. How God can make you rich? Go back on verse 35. I want you to check the message translation, because somebody's not getting it properly.
The Israelites had already done what Moses had told them. They had asked the Egyptians for silver and gold things and clothing.
Go ahead.
God saw to it that the Egyptians liked the people and so readily gave them what they asked for. Oh yes, they picked those Egyptians clean.
It says, God saw to it that the Egyptians liked the people. Imagine God made sure that the Egyptians loved the people. God will make sure that people who you want to get something, will just I think I just like your project. I like your idea. I like your idea. Am I talking to somebody here? Say, God saw to it. Now, see that. God saw to it.
That the Egyptians liked the people.
And so readily
gave them what they asked for.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. They picked those Egyptians clean.
I'm talking to somebody who's watching me right now. This is your time. I'm telling you, this is your time. God is releasing an anointing. Mafrahede. The anointing of new things. Say the anointing of new things. Say new things.
New things.
New things.
New things. The Lord had made the Egyptians favorably disposed toward the people, and they gave them what they asked for. So they plundered the Egyptians. They plundered.
The way you're going to get money. The way man will be cheap. I'm not talking to some. I'm prophesying to somebody right now. The Lord is going to release an anointing of worth. If somebody told you that God doesn't do those miracles, they should read this scripture. If someone will tell you that God does not do many miracles, they should see this scripture. God made them to like the people. The people they hated, anything they needed, I want this, get it. They apply for a job, get it. What position do you want? They would actually apply to say, I need to be a director. And you're already a director. You would actually say, no, come and get my position. The Bible says, whatsoever they asked. Whatsoever. It has never been done in history. This is an anointing. I'm telling you, there is someone watching me. Someone is here. I'm telling you the truth. You will ask for something that is too difficult. It will be done for you.
I receive.
Like, but I have no papers, I have no documents, I have no supporting, I have no history to back up what I'm trying to do. I have no what? It is a new thing. It has never been done. It will be done on you.
I receive.
Are you hearing me?
Oh, yes.
I'm here.
Like, the way I have, well, I have got this, I've got dates, I've got this. It has, what I'm saying to you is, it is a new thing. It has never been done in history where they give a person such amount of money to somebody with that record. They will sit on you. There's so much money coming. I'm telling you, God is releasing finances on his people. God is releasing finances on his children. Those who fear him in spirit. Somebody shout in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Judgment.
Judgment.
To every demonic spirit.
To every demonic spirit.
Monitoring my success.
Monitoring my success.
Monitoring my future.
Monitoring my future.
Monitoring my destiny.
Monitoring my destiny.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Whatsoever the enemy is holding.
Whatsoever the enemy is holding.
Be released.
Be released.
Be released.
Be released.
Be released.
Be released.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In this season.
In this season.
Worth,
worth
finances,
finances
are being released.
Are being released.
Raise your hands. Mara vrende kebush in the heart. La kavrete kebush. I want you, wherever you are right now, to know that there's so much anointing God is releasing of new things. And you will start walking in new things. I prophesy by the power of God, by the name of Jesus. As the book of Revelation says, that Satan waged war against the church. But I saw the angel who said, I rebuke you, Satan. I stand here tonight in agreement with an angel, and we are saying, we rebuke you, Satan. This battle against God's people will not stand. It will not stand. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And we command you out of this family, out of this body, out of this man's life, out of this man's company, out of this man's finances, out of this woman's children, out of this woman's finances, out of this woman's destiny, out of this person's family. Be rica rande frehedegabande lasso frehatagapaya. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. There is freedom coming to you. A new season, a new season, a new chapter, a new thing. A new season, a new chapter. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Pray as the Holy Ghost will lead you. Pray as the Holy Spirit will lead you. Pray in the name of Jesus. Pray right now, right now. It is your time. It is your time. Pray. It is your time. Pray in the name of Jesus.